The gospel lesson comes to us this morning from the Gospel of Mark, the 10th chapter, verses 46 through 52. They came to Jericho, and as Jesus and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he's calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." And Jesus said to him, "Go. Your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and follow Jesus on the way. The word of God for God's people this day. Thanks be to God. In the traffic court of a Midwestern city, a woman was hauled into court and brought before the judge to answer for a ticket for running a red light. She told the judge that she was a school teacher and requested an immediate dismissal of her case so she could get to school on time and not be tardy. And as the teacher pleaded her case with classroom authority, very gradually, little by little, the judge began grinning from ear to ear. The judge said, "So, you're a school teacher, huh? Well, ma'am, I finally get to realize one of my lifelong dreams. I've waited years to have a school teacher in my court. Now, ma'am, sit down at that table and write, 'I will not run red lights 500 times.'" That story doesn't really express the satisfaction or maybe even the judge's revenge unless you've spent time writing hand-cramping sentences as punishment when you were in school. For me, that story, along with today's scripture, causes me to wonder, is there something in your life that you've always wanted but still haven't received? Is there some unfulfilled dream or wish? Is there a need in your life for which you have no hope? Bartimaeus, the character in the scripture for today, certainly did. As we heard from Mark's gospel, Bartimaeus wanted his sight back. "Rabbi, teacher, I want to be able to see again." Such a straightforward request, such a simple and obvious wish. It was a request that drove Bartimaeus' life, the focus of his entire being, to have his sight. It seems that once upon a time, he could see. But blindness had occurred either from an accident or illness. His life, his livelihood had been stolen from him so that the only way he could survive was to sit at this gate in Jericho and plead and beg. But one day, his life changes. And he experiences Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He has an experience with Jesus because he had faith enough to ask. He had faith enough to believe and faith enough to follow. Some people of the crowd thought Bartimaeus was rather forward in hollering and trying to get Jesus' attention. They didn't approve of his aggressive attempts, but his forwardness shows that he had enough faith to ask. Sometimes that's exactly what we need to do. Have you ever wanted or needed something but didn't ask for it, maybe because you just couldn't see how it could ever happen? Too embarrassed to ask? Afraid what others might say about you, or others may think that you are weak or irresponsible, or maybe you feel like others don't want to be bothered by you? Bartimaeus, the blind beggar who sat by the roadside, at one time his life was full of light, and we might imagine his life full of hope, but then something happened to him. He ended up being sightless. His options in life disappeared, and he ended up a beggar, a bum, a homeless man, and for some, an unsightly presence sitting by the roadside, hoping that someone would help him, hoping that someone would fill his bowl with food, hoping that someone would offer him some money to pay for the things that everybody needs. Bartimaeus had a hard, hard life. There was virtually no sympathy in his day for those who were blind. In some circles in the day, it was the social conscience that their misfortune was their own fault, that somehow they deserved to be blind because of something they or even their parents had done. In other circles, the fact that you were blind meant simply that you were a drain on precious resources, a social liability best ignored and best left by the roadside begging. Because Bartimaeus was blind, he was, in many people's eyes, less than human. He was an object, a thing, an image of shame or being cursed, ignored. How many of us, I wonder, feel like Bartimaeus must have felt? How many of us feel cut off, alone, neglected, forgotten in the darkness, prevented by one reason or another from fully participating in the life that goes on around us, unable to exercise the options that everyone seems to have, hurting and alone, disadvantaged, wondering and suspicioning what we've done to deserve this? Are there those who feel trapped in the life we have, in the job we have, in the relationships we have, in the body we have, unable to break free, unable to change things, powerless to do anything but dream of how it used to be or dream of how it should be? But the true question becomes, how many of us, being in that position, do anything about it? How many reach out for help? It's embarrassing to reach out to our family or friends, and we struggle with trusting others enough to confide in them our feelings and needs, but do we ever imagine reaching toward God and asking God to help? Sometimes we suffer long and hard, not because our situation can't be overcome, but because our independence or our ego is most important and we don't ask for help. Maybe we don't want to bother others, and I don't know. Maybe we don't want to seem weak to others or admit our human weakness to ourselves. There's a woman who will not pray to God for herself because she thinks God has more important things to do than to listen to her. There's a man who will not tell his wife how much he's hurting inside because he doesn't think she cares. She has so many troubles of her own to bear. I know several people who will not ask for help with their substance abuse problems because they cannot admit to themselves that their problems have become bigger than they are. And I know children and youth who are having a hard time coping with life who will not ask their parents or their teachers for help because they are afraid they'll get into trouble or even worse, be ignored or talked down to and made to feel stupid if they ask for help. There are people like you and me who are breathlessly running from their reality, or they're stuck and mired in their ruts and their troubles. Everybody needs help sometimes if we're to survive, if we're going to live, if we're going to grow. Sometimes we're so protective of our independence and self-reliance that we even fail to ask God for help. Well, Bartimaeus lost his pride and forgot his ego. He realized his need and faithfully asked the one who could change his reality. Bartimaeus had faith enough to ask. God's love is consistent. God always loves us, no matter what. God is ever more willing to help us than we are to ask. Maybe it is up to us to allow the faith we have to come to life. I think it's important to know that Bartimaeus had faith enough to believe that Jesus could and would heal him and restore his sight. Fred Craddock tells a story of serving in an area where all the local pastors rotated turns as chaplain at their small 30-bed hospital. And during one of his turns as chaplain, a baby was born. And he went to the hospital and came across a whole family of folks gathered around the window of the nursery looking at the new baby. And finally, Fred met the father, who looked sort of worried, a little anxious, and dumbstruck all at the same time. You know that new father look. The baby girl's name was Elizabeth. And as they looked at the baby started to move and squirm and scream. And the father looked worried, so Dr. Craddock said something about the baby not being sick, that she was just clearing out her lungs like all newborns do. And the father said, "Oh, I know she's not sick, but she's mad as a devil." And that took Fred Craddock back a little, and he asked, "Why is she mad?" And the father said, "Well, wouldn't you be mad? One minute you're with God in heaven, and the next minute you're in Georgia." Dr. Craddock asked, "You believe she was with God before she came here?" "Oh, yeah." And then Craddock asked, "You think she'll remember?" And that new father said, well, that's up to her mother and me. It's up to our church. We've got to see that she remembers, because if she forgets, she's a goner. Bartimaeus never forgot whose he was or where he came from. Everyone else around him might have forgotten and treated him like an outcast, but he knew he still belonged to God. He remembered, and because Bartimaeus remembered, he had faith enough to believe. Don't you ever forget that you belong to God. Jesus promised, I will not leave you orphaned. God said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. Jesus said, lo, I am with you always, even to the age. We are called to remember whose we are and have faith enough to believe. The real celebration for Bartimaeus is that he had faith enough to follow. So many of Jesus' healing stories end with the person healed returning home to live a normal life, and that's not a bad thing, but Bartimaeus was so moved that he immediately chose to be a follower. He was fast to follow. He didn't hesitate at all. He jumped right up and jumped right in. He saw the light, felt the faith, and fast-forwarded his faith to become a follower of Jesus Christ. Pastor William Albright tells a story about Bill and Jill. Bill and Jill were a young couple who lived down the street from many of us. Jill's whole family was active in the church. Bill hadn't grown up in the church, wasn't real excited about the church, and only came to church because Jill wanted him to. He complained all the way home, and obviously, he never joined the church. He'd rather be fishing or hunting. And most Sundays he was. Bill had talked with the pastor on a number of occasions. They'd even gone fishing together a couple of times and had had long talks about faith and belief. The pastor could tell Bill was becoming sort of interested because of the friendship that had developed between the two of them. Well, it happened that the church was about to celebrate its 110th anniversary, and the church had planned a big shebang. They even invited back a retired minister who had been pastor there some 50 years ago. He preached at the homecoming service. The church, even the pastor of that church, had never heard a sermon like that before. The place was packed when the guest pastor began preaching. That was about 11:30. And his sermon was so moving and so engaging that no one noticed the time. It was 12:45 when he gave an invitation for everyone who wanted to rededicate their lives or to accept Jesus' call to follow me. And the old pastor had been watching the congregation and had seen how everybody was so totally focused. Everyone felt God's presence, and none more so than Bill. He leaped up, like he was in a race. He was chomping at the bit to come to the front of the sanctuary. But then the retired former minister did something unexpected. He told the congregation that because he had preached so long, he wasn't going to give an invitation that Sunday. Instead, he wanted them all to come back next Sunday and for the pastor to give the invitation to follow Jesus. Well, all week long, the pastor tried to get with Bill to see what was going on and maybe give a little guidance or advice, but the pastor never caught him at home, so the next week, the church was packed again. And when the pastor finished the sermon, he gave the invitation. You would have thought that Bill had coil springs in his pants pockets. Because the pastor no sooner started to give the invitation than Bill was on his way down the aisle. And the surprising thing was, no one else came. At first, Bill fell on his knees and said with a loud, joyous voice and tears in his eyes, I want to follow Jesus. Will you let me? Will you baptize me? Will the pastor let him? The pastor couldn't have stopped him if he'd tried. And about that time, it seemed like the whole church began responding to the invitation and started moving toward the kneeling rail, either to rededicate themselves or to accept Jesus for the first time or just to pray. Well, the pastor baptized Bill and a couple of others that day. The whole church family saw Bill's faith that day because, like Bartimaeus, he had faith enough to follow. Well, how about you? Is there something in your life that you've always wanted but still haven't yet received it? Do you have some unfulfilled dream or wish? Some longing that you've never acted upon? Is there a need in your life for which you have no hope? But the real question for today, is there blindness in your life that is keeping you from having the faith to believe and follow Jesus? Call out to Jesus. Jesus, Messiah, beloved Son of the living God, have mercy on me. Find your faith and do something with it. Faith enough to ask. Faith enough to believe. Faith enough to follow.